And I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Valentine McKay Riddell. She's the author of the book The River Goddess and Other Stories, and she will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. How are you?
Good, good. So this is a children's book about a girl who talks to plants and animals and trees and nature spirits. What were the real-life inspirations and what were the literary inspirations for these stories?
I don't know that there was in particular a literary inspiration, but the real life inspiration was that I actually found a little root that looked like a woman's figure in the Arroyo in Chisuki when I lived there. And I made a shrine, and one day I came to my little shrine and couldn't find this root. And when I did find it, it had been torn up, you know, by dogs maybe or something. So I brought it home. I told a woman friend about it, and she said, well, why don't you write about a story? You know, write a little story about it. So I sat down to write, and all these characters appeared.
In the way that various authors have talked about characters sort of showing up and telling you what they want to do and things like that.
Exactly, exactly.
How do you understand that creative process?
It's difficult to understand it. I'm not sure that I do. It's almost as if these creatures or thoughts or concepts take over. They become your whole life for a little while.
It took you not very long to write these stories.
No, it was almost nonstop writing for about 2 weeks. And when I was done, I had 4 stories and basically a book.
I'm surprised that you say there aren't literary inspirations, because when I was a little girl, I used to read every story I could get my hands on about magic and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and all these other
kinds of
time travel and magical amulets and everything. And it seems to be kind of in that tradition.
It is. It's actually this particular book and the one that follows and the third one are all in the tradition of magic realism, which is, it is fiction, but it's not. Basically, it is a way of looking at the real world and seeing the magic that's there.
Now, the main character is named Alyssa.
Yes.
Is she based on any little girl that you know or anything like that?
Well, she, I guess, is the way I was sort of when I was a little girl. And her family is what I would have liked to have had.
Right.
You know. And all of the things that happened to her, to some degree, some of them happened to me. I was an odd little girl.
What do you mean?
Well, I did talk to plants and trees and animals and things like that. And I don't know, my father, I guess he kind of understood it in a way. He called me Fae, which is a Celtic word for not really of this world. But I didn't understand anything about that or what it meant until I grew up and looked back and thought, ooh, you know, yeah, he was right.
Now, you're a psychologist. You work with adolescent girls, and you had written somewhere that this is partly for them?
In a way, yes, because so many of the girls I've worked with are so lost, and they are being led around by the media and by their peers, and they are alienated in many cases from their families. And they need help, but they don't know where to find it. And the fact is, it's there. It's there all around us. Our own inner guidance speaks to us, I think, in the form of nature and spirit. And this is kind of the message that, in a playful way, I would hope these girls could get.
Have you had any young people read it so far?
If they have, I don't know, because I haven't heard back from them. But I've had a number of grown women reading it who are saying things like, gee, I wish I could be like Alyssa. And I'm like, come on, you guys, Alyssa's like 12 or something. Hello.
Meaning, well, what did they mean when they said that?
I think they mean we want to be connected to these, you know, sort of intuitive forces. We want to find our own inner goddess. We want to find our own strength. You know, we want to feel supported in the universe.
And the book is called The River Goddess and Other Stories. Now, you've got some other books that you've written to follow up. Are they starring the same character, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah. It carries on. The second book is called Star Friends. And in this one, Alyssa is going to be a little bit older. And we will further develop her relationship with Rolf, and hopefully we'll get into some of the themes that touch more directly on the lives of girls, maybe 15, say, or 16.
How do you, as a psychologist, work with girls of that age group?
Art, shamanic journey. You can't sit teenagers down in a room and talk to them. They, you know, tune you out totally. And so taking them out for nature walks, talking to them, teaching them some of the shamanic things that, you know, young folks can do.
What does that look like?
Well, if I were going to do it with you, let's say you were a teenage girl, we'd have a drum. I'd tell you about shamanic journey. You would experience that. And when you came out, I'd have you maybe draw a picture of what your experience had been like. And then to the extent that you were willing, we'd talk about the picture.
Have you found that that is an effective healing technique for girls?
It seems to be. It seems to be something that doesn't threaten them too much. It's kind of fun. You know?
What about boys?
Sometimes yes, mostly no. And I have not worked, to be quite honest, with a great many young men, because most of the young folks I've had contact with are girls. Every now and then, one or two boys, but mostly they're like, ew, weird, we don't want to go there.
Valentine McKay Riddell is the author of the book The River Goddess and Other Stories. She'll be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. Will you be reading from the book?
I will.
And the book is available at Collected Works. Valentine, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take another break. We'll be back in a minute. Please stay tuned to KSFR.